Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in God's News Behind the News, Benjamin Netanyahu is now talking and saying more. You know, Iran just had a new president, Rouhani, who was just elected as president. And what's important here is that the policies still have not changed. They still have not changed.
Which policies?
Well, the policies that they're wanting to enrich this uranium. They want to get this bomb. They want to destroy Israel. They want to annihilate everything that God has established there.
Yes.
You know.
Iranian policies.
This is all their policies. There's nothing changed. You see, in one administration, I can't even pronounce his name, the previous president from Iran. The new president has a...
Ahmadinejad?
There you go. There you go.
That's the one.
I tried that once. I got caught up in the and I couldn't finish it, but... that's it. But, and this was a guy. This was a guy who had the nerve to say that the Holocaust never existed. Mm. And this is the guy who comes to the UN and boldly just continues to spew these lies. He's no longer in office. But it really doesn't matter because, like I said, these policies don't change. Rouhani is this new president who was just recognized by the Khomeini and the president of the United States.
Yes. Do you notice that?
Just recognized. Right after.
Yes.
Right after. It's interesting how that happens.
Yes.
But they're saying that, listen, Netanyahu said in the last 2 months since Rouhani was elected, Iran has installed 7,000 new centrifuges. And these centrifuges will keep spinning. And he says, listen, this is not a secret. He says, Rouhani is boasting about this. This is this quote. He says, Rouhani says, I talk and I smile and I enrich uranium.
This is the new president?
This is the new president of Iran.
And what's his name again?
Rouhani.
Rouhani. I thought you were talking about Rwanda.
No, not Rwanda. Rouhani.
Okay.
And it's important that we don't fall asleep. There's one thing that we talked about Israel as we've been speaking.
But he says he does it for energy, that they're doing it for power. But that's why he does it.
Although they have no light there. Where's his power?
Yeah.
Didn't someone unplug the extension cord and the light went off? And you know what I'm saying? It's like, really? Have you been to – it's stuff that people believe. You've been to the Middle East. I mean, I went to Israel. I had to get all these different converters and stuff to put into the, you know, I had a guy knocking on my hotel room. I don't know. What is it?
It's
had about these converters.
Current.
Yeah.
It's 220.
And in Israel, in the blessed land, one of the hotel managers is knocking on our door at a very nice hotel saying, we would like for you to, you know, to conserve water I didn't even think about
Americans,
that.
John's long showers and his hair dryer.
Oh, that's it. My hair dryers. It was over. And I'm thinking, wow, that's interesting. I had to go down. Speaking about that, I had to iron some clothes for a meeting we had that night. Listen to this.
Could you just have a hot rock and rub it against something?
No, I expected to find the ironing board and the iron in my room.
Oh, you did.
False expectation.
Yes.
I went all the way down to the laundry room. And hung out with the other workers. Hey guys, how you doing? In the basement.
Right.
That was an interesting experience. But nonetheless, if Israel, who's blessed in that region, has to conserve, you know that these places like Iran and come on now, we know that they're not trying to. The world knows that they're not trying to create this for energy purposes, but in fact...
Does it really matter what the world knows anymore? It's just like people just keep lying, you know? Just take the mic, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. But I love how the Prime Minister continues to stay on the forefront of this. It's amazing how people fall asleep so quickly, and you're like, oh, we're hearing this again. Yeah,
When you're Israel, you can't sleep.
You can't sleep.
Not only does God not slumber or sleep, Israel
they don't sleep. They don't sleep.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Believe you me, someone's on that wall.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's on that wall.
Lord, protect Israel.
Lord, protect Israel. And for us as believers, we need to stand with them on that wall. We need to stand with them prayerfully, watchfully, and continue to communicate and educate others on what is happening so that we can get behind Israel, get behind what God is doing in Israel, and support policies in our government that are going to be behind Israel. If they're not behind Israel, hello? It's a very important question when you're looking at candidates, people running, especially for the office of the presidency. a good question is, you know, what is your policies? What are your thoughts about Israel? Are you willing to stand with the only ally that the United States has in the Middle East?
In America, in our history is, and I know we're going to break, is, you know, what is your concept of breathing?
Right.
You know, it's like, and that's how serious this is, because we might not be able to breathe again if, in fact, we do not get it right with God and with Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.